Good afternoon, Lancaster and beyond. This is Lancaster Connects. I'm your host, Ben McClure. We are broadcasting live right now in Lancaster, in Gardner's Mattress and More, right here on Plaza Boulevard. It's Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock. So here we are. Got a great show planned today. You know what's that intro? There's a couple of food. There are people that we've interviewed who do food. One of them, Stroopies. You know, they're awesome. Check them out if you haven't tried a Stroopy before. Stroop waffles made right here in Lancaster by a company called Stroopies. But I'm really excited about today's guest. Today, we have a food guest, and I am very excited to learn her story and learn more about the granola, which I've not had yet. We've had a number of people that do food that we've interviewed on the show, and we do a poor job. I mean, a great job in the interview, but we do a poor job of actually having the food here. And I regret to inform our watchers that I don't have this particular food. What is it? You'll find out in just a few minutes here, Lancaster Connect. So again, my name is Ben. My co-host Jeff is he's not a stack of books. He is ill today, so we'll get Jeff back next week. But we're going to have a great show. Despite that, there obviously won't be any Ben and Jeff banter. You're stuck with me, but that's cool. That's cool. We'll get through. So just a couple things going on here in Lancaster, in Gardner's Mattress and More. The show is brought to you by Gardner's Mattress and More. It's the business that Jeff and I co-own together. And we've got a closeout sale, clearance sale going on right now. We've got new models coming in. Jeff and I went to the World Furniture Market in Las Vegas at the end of January and saw a lot of really, really cool products. We are always striving to be on the cutting edge of sleep technology, and there's a lot of cool new sleep technology coming out. Kind of what, like, you know, we've sold Tempur-Pedic here for 20 plus years, and kind of what Tempur-Pedic did the industry 20 plus years ago. We're seeing a couple of vendors unique with really, really unique products and technologies that may change the way the world, and of course for us and our customers, Lancaster Sleep. So we're really excited to bring these new products in, but we've got some space in the showroom here, models that we need to clear out, models that have been discontinued, and we've got new beds coming in. So if you're in the market for a new mattress, right now is a great time to do that. We've got some half price floor model specials. You know, these beds are great. They're in great condition. They're basically new beds. They're just maybe been sample beds. So maybe the cover isn't perfect, but physically, structurally, they're perfectly fine and sound. And to your benefit, you know, it's a half price deal. So it's a legit 50% off. We don't mark these up to mark them down like a lot of other mattress stores do. These are legit 50% off mattresses. So if you're interested in a new bed, come see us. We've got a great deal for you. This show, Lancaster Connects, is streamed live, like I said, right here, broadcast in Lancaster, 2 o'clock every Monday. It's broadcast live on YouTube, Lancaster Connects YouTube page. Just search it up. I'd love if you're watching on YouTube right now to subscribe, hit that subscribe button. The more people that watch our show, the more people we can impact. And of course, the greater benefit we can give our guests, whether they're small businesses like today's guest, or nonprofits, charitable organizations. We love to tell stories of great people doing great things in Lancaster County. So hit that subscribe button. We'd love to boost our subscribers there and have more people watching weekly. Of course, also it's broadcast on Facebook. A lot of people watch on Facebook. If you're watching on Facebook, hit that like button, give us a comment. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love questions. If you have questions for our guests, send them over and we can read those on the show as well. It's also, you can check out all the past episodes. This is episode 136. So we've got 135 past episodes. Again, a lot of great people that we've talked to over the last few years. You can go to LancasterConnects.com and you'll see an episodes tab at the top. Click that and you can see all the past episodes. Again, a lot of great conversations with a lot of great people. So check it out. Watch on YouTube, watch on Facebook, both on Lancaster Connects and Gardner's Mattress and More pages. Subscribe, like, check out the website. And last point before we bring our great guest on, if you'd like to be a guest, I think we're booked now through May. We're kind of a big deal, I guess. We've got a pipeline of great guests lined up. And but if you'd like to be a guest, we'd love to tell your story. At the top of the LancasterConnects.com page, you'll see a spot for guests, and you could tell us who you are, why you'd like to be a guest on our show, what story you have to tell, how you impact the community. Again, those are all stories that we like to tell here. Submit that and we'll get you on the schedule at this point into the summer. So still plenty of slots left in 2024. Okay. All right. I've spent enough time talking about gardeners and Lancaster Connects. Let's bring our guest on. I am so thrilled to welcome Greta Fairbanks from Happiness is Granola. Greta, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. So, you know, I mentioned it in the introduction. We have food guests on, do a terrible job of bringing the actual food in and having it. I would love to have some granola, either like a bowl of granola with some milk, or like you have some bars we'll talk about, and the peanut butter, the cups. We're going to get all into it, but I wish I had one here. So I will have to pick one up and see what this granola is all about. But I want to know from you. So like I said, I love granola. What is your first memory of granola? Like, why granola?
I mean, it actually didn't start out like I was planning on making granola. It very much happened because of COVID. I'm a full-time sign language interpreter, and during the pandemic, I lost all of my work. And so I really, at first, was just baking, you know, hot cinnamon rolls from scratch or lava cakes from scratch, and doing all of these things just to kind of keep my wife and my four teenage kids happy and fed. And so it started out more like that. And then my wife said, you know, this is great. We love it. It's wonderful. The house smells delicious all the time, but like, we're all getting fat. So could you please find something a little bit healthier so that we don't all look like the side of a barn by the time the shutdown is off? So really, that's great. Kind of how I like morphed into something a little bit more on the healthy side. I mean, our whole family, even the kids, we've always enjoyed granola, you know, with yogurt or milk or whatever in one way or another. So I just kind of took that I pivoted a little bit so we wouldn't all get really unhealthy.
Gotcha. So granola wasn't like you just loved granola all your life or something like that. It was just something that kind of formed.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So, you know, you told us a little bit, or you kind of said about the COVID happened. COVID was a thing. Mm-hmm. And you were a sign language interpreter. That's mm-hmm. cool. Actually, my cousin does something very, very similar down in the Washington, D.C. area.
Oh, okay.
So what happened during COVID? Obviously, you know, life changed for a lot of people, and new careers respond. And we love to hear those stories of something that came out of something that was really quite challenging for a lot of people. So tell us mm-hmm. that story.
Yeah. So like I mentioned, I've been a sign language interpreter for 24 years. And during the shutdown, you know, at that point, they hadn't really made the pivot to everything being online. So like the Zoom and online school, like that, those things weren't a thing yet. And so all of my work was in person, face to face. And so the lockdown happened, and virtually I went from having a full calendar to absolutely nothing. And that was devastating. And I'm definitely someone who likes to keep myself busy. And so I just kind of felt this sense of, uselessness. You know, everyone else, like the kids were still doing online school. My wife was lucky enough. She could work from home. So like everyone kind of had their job, and I just felt kind of like, what am I doing? Like, what's my role now? And I think that lends itself to why we picked the name Happiness Is ... granola. because so much during that time, you know, you had to find happiness in the small things, right? Because the big weddings and the big family gatherings and the graduations and all of those big things that typically that we associate with bringing us happiness couldn't happen anymore. So it was like, okay, well, what are the little joys? What are the little wins? What are the little mm-hmm. things that bring you happiness that don't have to involve the, you know, the big gatherings or whatnot. So that's kind of where we got the name as well. So we could just help people focus on the small things, because happiness is a cup of coffee in the morning. Happiness is, you know, having someone start your car for you so it's nice and warm before you get in. You know, it's very little things. And that's what we want people to focus on.
That's cool. You don't often see an ellipsis in a business name. So I'm glad you shared that story. That's cool. Yeah. You know, happiness for me, I shared pre-show, I do like my granola, and I like a little granola snack at the end of the day. And it's kind of like I look forward to, and this is a bad habit, you probably shouldn't eat this late at night, but, you know, granola feels a little healthier, right? But I do like a little snack. So I get excited when it's like after 9 o'clock and I'm like, I know I have some granola in the pantry and I'm going to get that bowl of granola, put some milk into it. And that's my late night snack. So I'll be even more excited when that bowl of granola is happy bowl of granola, right?
Exactly.
So have you always been a baker or a maker of things? And at what point did you think like, I'd like to be a business owner, like, you know, turning that passion for baking and then, you know, being a business owner? Tell me about
that. Sure. I mean, I've always been a baker in the sense that like, I can't cook to save my life. Like that right. whole, like a pinch of this, a dab of that. Oh, just taste it. No, like
that's
I need
you.
A recipe. Like okay. I need you to tell me exactly what I need to put into it to make it turn out, you know? So I've never been a cook at all, but I have always enjoyed baking. And like I said, during that time, I really had the time so I could experiment. And that's right. kind of what, you know, led me to all the different flavors that we have. We have 8 different flavors and we have seasonal flavors as well. And I'm constantly, you know, coming up with new ideas. Like, I wonder how this would taste. I wonder how, you know, that would taste. And people give me suggestions all the time of what they'd like to see, you know, me try out for granola. But yeah, so I would say I've always been a baker for sure.
So you mentioned some of the flavors. I would like to know what some of your most popular flavors are.
Sure.
And then I have a follow-up question after that.
Okay. Definitely the original is our bestseller by far. So that's your like basic, you know, it's so good. It has pulverized almonds in it. So it's just got a nutty flavor to it, but it's excellent. And it's excellent like in yogurt or just straight up. People eat it out of a bag. So like any kind of way that you can make it, the original is the way to go. I personally, my favorite flavor is, the banana chocolate chip.
Oh,
and
okay.
I love this flavor. My kids make fun of me all the time, but I love this flavor because I puree organic bananas and I fold the puree into the wet oats before I bake it. So you taste banana the whole time. So it's not like chunks of dried bananas or anything like that.
Right.
Like banana through and through. So I love that combination of banana and chocolate chip.
Man, that would
be one of my favorite.
That would probably be my favorite as well. Oh my gosh.
My wife would say that peanut butter chocolate chip is the best flavor.
Okay,
So if you're a peanut butter lover, for sure. And then I did mention to you before we started, salted caramel is definitely a huge hit. Obviously, it's a little bit more on the decadent side. So with your ice cream at night, it would be perfect as a topper. A lot of people use the salted caramel on top of like a crisp or a crumble instead of like the topping. They just substitute out and put the salted caramel on top. So it makes a very nice treat for sure.
Yeah, so maybe Chris can bring up, he had a picture on the screen earlier of some different baked goods and items that aren't your typical bowl of granola, right? So you had a topping that was, it was a banana bread and you had some of your banana, what was it called? Chocolate banana granola on top?
So yeah, well, actually what I did was I layered it. So I just made a basic banana bread, you know, and then I put the dough down and then I put the banana chocolate chip granola in one layer and then layered it with some more
gosh.
And then one more layer of the granola and baked it. And it came out really delicious. It's really, really good.
So there's granola inside the banana bread and on top.
And on top, yes.
Oh my gosh. I love that you're like reinventing the way granola can be used.
And like, that's one of the things we do a lot of farmers markets, and I love that because people come up to us and they share recipes with us, like ways they've used our granola that we never would have thought of. Like, it's so cool to see people, like a lot of people do salads. They make salads. They use our original granola in their salads or trail mixes or just all kinds of stuff. Yeah. It's fun to hear what they come up with.
That's cool. So my follow-up question, have you made a flavor that just was not good? Like you had this idea that was like, oh, I'm going to put this one together and this together. And it like just didn't work.
Well, it's not so much that it didn't work. So everybody wants me to do pumpkin. And I have tried. I tried so hard to do pumpkin. But what I realized is that people don't actually want, like they think of pumpkin pie, right? So they don't actually want the pumpkin. Like, because pumpkin in and of itself doesn't taste like a whole lot. They like the spices, like the nutmeg and the cinnamon.
The pumpkin spice, yes.
So that's what's been kind of holding me back from doing a pumpkin flavored granola is that I was using like actual puree, pumpkin puree. And I just couldn't get it to taste like pumpkin. And then I thought to myself, wait a minute, what does pumpkin actually taste like? I think it tastes like pumpkin spice. That's what we like. Not so much just straight up pumpkin. So
do you have a pumpkin spice granola maybe planned for the fall of 2024?
I would like to. We do a caramel apple, and that's so huge. We do that in the fall, and that's just like insanely popular. So I think if I actually ended up taking that off and not offering it, people would get very mad. So I might try to do both, but I can't get rid of caramel apple because I think there would be a revolt.
All right. Well, I'll say this. If you have a pumpkin spice granola, we will have some here on the show. We've been known to have pumpkin spice episodes. So it's all good. It's all good. The pumpkin spice is welcome in this studio. So let's talk about the business Happiness is Granola. So you pivoted during COVID, started making granola. The family loved it. And then what happened?
And then we had a friend that was kind of like in our COVID bubble. And she would, every time she would come over, I would always say have some there and she would, you know, make herself a little container and bring it back to her house. And she just really said, you know, I don't want to buy this. I don't want to buy a store brand anymore. Can you, you know, you really should consider selling this. And I was very reluctant because I'm like, it's granola. Like what? Like, you know, I didn't really have that vision. But luckily we listened to her and she really did see that going somewhere. And, we were able to get our start in Lemon Street Market. They started wholesaling for us. And, it kind of took off from there. And then, we started doing farmers markets. Like I said, we do, 2 farmers markets in New Jersey, every summer. Stone Harbor and Wildwood, and we were wildly popular there, and it was just completely unexpected. And so ever since then, it's just kind of, I would never have imagined being in this place. Owning my own business was never part of my like vision for my future, but I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled, but
That's so cool. So what did that first like sale feel like?
It was crazy. We would, you know, we would like stalk the store. We would go to, you know, we would send like recon people and be like, how many are on the shelf now? How many are on the shelf now? You know, because it was exciting. You
somebody's
know,
that, got the granola in their hand.
You know, and that first check came in the mail. It was like, oh my gosh, like this is like
this
real.
Is something.
This is like a doable thing. Yeah, it was crazy. It was totally crazy.
That's so cool. So that was 2020. Now we're 4 years later. I mean, almost to the month, it's like, you know, 4 years ago, here we are, or 4 years later, here we are. So how has the business evolved?
Well, we still do those farmers markets, but we are also now in Lancaster Central Market, which was a huge win for us. Yeah, we in July, it'll be 1 year. So please come and visit us there. So that was a huge win. It was really exciting. That was something that we really always kind of envisioned ourselves, being like, we love our fan base in New Jersey, but we really wanted something here in Lancaster since this is where we're from. So we were thrilled by that. And then since then, like I said, we are at Lemon Street, Rachel's Crêperie. They reached out to us. And we actually have a crepe that uses our granola. So that's super fun. Dutch Way Farmers Market in Ephrata, they've reached out to us. So we sell there. S. Clyde Weaver has been huge. We love partnering with them.
Okay, yeah.
We're at both locations for S. Clyde Weaver. And then we just literally on Saturday, I went and set up at Bird in Hand at the Artisan Village. They now have like a local food kiosk in their like Artisan Village, which is like a shop that has a bunch of different vendors that sell an assortment of things. But they have like a centralized kiosk is what they call it for local foods. And so we're happy to be there now as well. And we're at LGH. We just started selling in LGH, which was also really exciting for us. And we're also at Wellspan in York and Leg Up Farmers Market in York.
So that at the hospitals, you're like in their cafeteria.
Yeah.
For purchase. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That's so cool. Well, congrats on all of that success. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk to you about your experience with Central Market that was, you know, kind of like on your radar as a big goal.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're there almost a year. What do you sell at your stand? Obviously you sell your packages of granola, but I'm sure you sell other things, right?
Well, we sell our large bags, our 12-ounce bags. We sell our 4-ounce bags. We just started making 3 different flavors of granola bars. So we sell all 3 of those there. And then we have, you alluded to it before that you saw on our website, we have these granola cups. And we sell those as well. So it's like a granola, chocolate chip granola base with either peanut butter or salted caramel that I make, and then chocolate on top. And it's kind of like the size of a, well, it's bigger, but it's kind of the same shape as like a Reese's peanut butter cup, but healthier. Right. Yeah. So
healthier, locally made, and probably tastes so much better.
You got it.
I am a fan of a peanut butter cup, but one with granola inside, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, so that's great, that you're in the Central Market. Central Market is what, Tuesdays and Saturdays, correct?
Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
Yeah. Okay. Fridays as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. 7 to 3.
That's awesome. That's mm-hmm. awesome. Do you work out of your home, or do you have a kitchen somewhere?
So that's a funny story. So again, during COVID, we were renting a space through a great friend of mine who owns Sugar Whips Bakery.
Oh, yeah.
So we were renting.
We know Stephanie.
Yeah. She's great. She's awesome.
Yeah.
So we were renting her kitchen, but the problem was we would have to be there when she wasn't, obviously. So we would do overnights. When she was closed. I mean, we'd have to lug all of our stuff there and then lug all of our stuff back because we couldn't leave it there. So we just realized really quickly that if we were going to do this, that this was not going to work. We had to find our own space. So we actually ended up moving. We found a home that we could convert one of our garages into a certified kitchen. So we actually have a bakery on site, which is awesome. And I hope to be able to stay here as long as possible. It's kind of like a double-edged sword. Like, I love having a bakery on site. It's so convenient. It's right here. I can throw granola in the oven and then go be with my family and do that kind of thing. But at the same time, we're growing rapidly, and I don't know that we're going to be able to continue to just operate out of this space for very much longer. So it's a good problem to have, but yeah, so we'll see. But yeah, we actually had to find a home that would allow us the space to convert a garage into a certified kitchen.
Yeah. So actually you said a couple things there. A certified kitchen means certified gluten-free, correct?
No, it means certified from the Department of Ag.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, like I'm a licensed, it's a licensed kitchen. Like,
gotcha.
There are very specific regulations that you need to follow. And so, we are a certified licensed kitchen.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you specified that. Mm-hmm. But you are a gluten-free facility, correct? Everything you make is...
All of our oats are certified organic gluten-free oats.
Yep.
And nothing else that we use contains gluten. So while we're not certified gluten-free facility, our oats are gluten-free. And like I said, nothing else that we use has gluten. So
that's cool. That's cool. So you could educate me because I am wheat-free.
Okay.
And, I'm sure there's other people out there that are either gluten intolerant or same, you know, sort of thing, wheat free or just choose to, you know, not eat gluten.
Sure.
What is the difference between normal granola and gluten-free granola?
Sure. So a lot of companies will say that oats in general are just by nature gluten-free.
Right.
But we go the extra step and actually have them certified gluten-free. So there's an extra process that takes place to get them certified that they are gluten-free. There is always that chance when you're working with oats that are not certified gluten-free that they're, you know, for whatever reason, there is gluten in the oats. And so you would have some kind of reaction or someone was allergic or intolerant or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we go the extra step and have and use a company that certifies that they are, in fact, gluten-free oats.
Okay. And I know you're also, all your products are vegan as well, correct?
So everything is vegan except for salted caramel. I make my own salted caramel. So I have to use dairy products, which is why that's the only product that is not vegan. But we use, in all of our other products, we use everything's organic and non-GMO. And then the chocolate chips that I use are an allergen-free chocolate chip. So they're no soy, no dairy. So they are vegan and there's no, you know, there's no dairy product involved at all.
That's awesome. And, you know, the development of a lot of these products, you can't even tell the difference. Like I eat some baked goods that are gluten-free and you can't tell that it's like not a wheat-based product.
Exactly.
And the same can be said for, you know, non-dairy chocolate chips, for example. That's cool.
And it was important to us to be able to have the product reach as many people as it could, have as many people be able to enjoy it as they could. So that's why we really decided, you know what, we're going to make the ingredients as clean as we possibly can while still tasting good. Which is, you know, can be a challenge sometimes, but we wanted to make everything as clean as we possibly could and take out all the barriers to being able to enjoy it.
That's great. That's great. So you sell in all of those locations that you shared. You do some farmers markets. You go to New Jersey and do the couple of events out there. Do you ship? Do you ship, you know, out beyond Lancaster County?
Sure. Yeah, we do. We absolutely do. And we actually are in just over 50% of the states in the United States that we've shipped to. Actually, one of our posts, I think it's on Instagram, one of our posts is of a map that we have that we've pinned all the states that we're in.
Oh, that's cool.
Over 50%. So we're excited about that. Yes, we absolutely ship. And we also do offer something for our local folks. We offer a free local pickup. So we have a contact list free hutch that's located at our house. And so if you place an order and you're a local person that wouldn't mind coming by and picking it up, you have the option to do a free local pickup.
And where are you? You don't have to share your address or anything like that. But
sure, Mannheim Township. So we're centrally located. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Very cool. I'm in Mannheim Township. You're probably like right down the road from me.
Probably.
That's so cool. So when you say you're in 26 states, does that mean like you've shipped to that many states or you actually have stores that sell your product? Or
we've shipped to that many states.
That's cool. That's cool. So 50's got to be a goal, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you know anybody on the states we haven't been to yet, send out to those people.
That's cool. So I see like California, for example, how does somebody in California find happiness as granola?
I mean, honestly, you know, sometimes we get people that come to farmers markets or like Central Market and they're here visiting the area and then they go back to wherever they're from. And then they share it with someone, you know, a neighbor, a friend, a family member. And then that person now becomes a customer of ours and orders. So, you know, sometimes it's like we have no idea how these people found us, but it's awesome. We love it. And then sometimes at a farmer's market, they'll come up to us and they'll be like, hey, we're your Indiana people. Like if you get orders from Indiana, that's us. I do know you. So it's fun.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Yeah, I mean, just stuff you wouldn't have dreamed could happen 4 years ago.
Like, no, never.
That's so cool. Since Chris has the graphic on the screen, I see the Jeep in your logo. And I think there was a picture of you sitting on a Jeep in one of the, what's the deal with the Jeep?
So I've always wanted a Jeep, always. And okay. So I finally said, you know, my kids were old enough. I didn't have to worry about car seats or any of that nonsense. So I ended up buying myself a Jeep, and I have those cool. fun little lashes on there that my children absolutely hate, but I love. And so when we started the business, my wife, as a surprise, she actually designed our logo, and she wanted to incorporate the things that make me happy.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So maybe Chris,
that's what the Jeep is for. And then you'll see surfboards, and boards are okay. what, yeah. You see the surfboards in the back.
Yep.
Yeah. Those
yep.
are for our kids. Cause during COVID again, we would go down to the beach quite often, and they would surf, yeah. and it was something they could do outside that they loved, that we didn't have to wear masks or anything like that. So that definitely kept them happy and still does.
That's cool. That's cool. Thanks for sharing that. Mm-hmm. So happiness is granola. It's not just Greta Fairbanks. You have a team that works with you. I'd like to learn more about your team, because you have... You employ some people that maybe some businesses can't employ. And it kind of goes back to your background with being a sign language interpreter. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So I really wanted to figure out a way to kind of marry my two passions. So one being obviously interpreting, and the other one being the granola business.
Right.
And so I decided that, you know, I was going to take the bakery and turn it into an ASL friendly environment. And cool. basically what that means is I have two staff members that are deaf that you can see in the Instagram that the Central Market did a video about them. So they are my two main helpers, my two main bakers, and they themselves are deaf. And then we also partnered with the IU13. And they have a deaf and hard of hearing program as well. And what they do is they offer job training experiences where basically they go out to different locations in the community and they get paid work experience. And one thing that's lacking for these kiddos is being able to go to a employer that can have direct communication with them. So typically you would always have to pull in an interpreter. What's great about them being able to work in the bakery is that they have direct communication access. So I'm able to communicate with them. The other employees are able to communicate with them. And it's just great. There's no barriers. There's no interpreter needed. It's wonderful. And so that was really just like a cool way to kind of blend the two parts of my life together. We also, I do a lot of work at the Reading High School, and they have a deaf and hard of hearing, and also like what they call super seniors, which basically is kiddos that are staying beyond their senior year for more life experience, more job experience before they get out in the real world. And they do all of our labeling. So they label all of our bags for us. So again,
that's cool.
Way to kind of incorporate the two parts of my world together. Yeah, it's been wonderful.
So they do that at the high school, and then
correct. Yep. And then the IU kids actually physically come to the bakery and work in the bakery alongside Kathy and Summer, my two bakers. Yeah,
that's so awesome. I mean, that like to be able to like marry your original career with your new career. That's really cool. That's really, really cool. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
I know your business has four guiding values that you follow. Are you able to share those and maybe expand on those a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, the biggest one for me is the one that's about giving back. And that's always just kind of been something that has been important to me. If we were going to go forward with this business, no matter how big or small that we stayed or grew, that giving back had to be part of what we're doing. Community had to be part of what we're doing. And so we actually, for 4 years, ever since we started, we do a Get Love, Give Love campaign every February. And basically we pick a local organization and we do some kind of fundraising for them. So we've done Milagro House, where we were able to say, okay, for every online purchase during the month of February, we would donate a bag of our granola to go to the moms and kiddos that were staying at the Milagro
House.
That's
cool.
So that was our first year. Then we did the YWCA. We did a private like a monetary donation to a friend of mine who was a single mom battling cancer. And then this past year, we partnered up with the Boys and Girls Club, which I was really excited about. And we were able to donate granola bars to their after-school program so that those kiddos would have some healthy, you know, options when they got out of school for the day. So like eating well, you know, having the community involved, giving back, like all of these things were just really important to me. And I've said it before, I feel like no matter how small of a business you are, because we're in the grand scheme of things, we're very small. But sure. I feel like everybody has an obligation to do something, to give back something. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be a grand gesture. But it can be those little things. And again, it all ties back to those little things that can bring people happiness. So, it just was important to us to incorporate that into our business.
That's so cool. I mean, this is like great. I mean, you pivoted during COVID, but you created your business how you wanted to create your business. A lot of times businesses get started and it's out of a necessity and there's, you know, obviously a need to make a profit and see the business succeed. But you're able to both do that, grow the business, but then have those core values and impact the community and really build your business the way that you wanted it to be built. So kudos to you. That's just fantastic.
Thank you so much.
So I got to know, what is your favorite granola?
The banana chocolate chip.
Okay. That was quick.
Hands down. Yeah. Banana bars, either one, really. Anything with banana and chocolate, you can't go wrong.
You really can't. That is part of late night snack. I will incorporate some yogurt, some granola, some bananas and chocolate chips. Yep. That's, You can't go wrong there.
And it's nice. And because of the bananas being pureed, it's a chunkier granola. So there's like big pieces. So like I could just eat it straight out of the bag. I don't even need anything else. It's just delicious straight out of the bag.
So maybe Chris can scroll back down on that page. I saw you sell granola bowls. So does granola, I mean, I just use like a normal bowl, but like, should I be using a granola bowl? Like educate me here. What's going on here?
So this is from Inspire Pottery Studio. They designed bowls for us. We just like to sell it as a gift option. We sell these at market. We also sell them online, obviously. Again, they're a local pottery place that designed and made these for us. And it's just like a really nice serving size as far as bowls are concerned, because sometimes you can have a bowl or you can have a bowl. And so these are a nice, just like appropriate serving size bowls.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, and we just love being able to like incorporate another local business into what we do.
It feels like you're telling me that my serving size at night is probably not appropriate. And I think my wife would agree with you.
I wasn't going to go there, but you know.
Right. All right. So after the show, I am definitely ordering. I saw you can package a bowl with a bag, and I'm definitely doing that. And I'm picking it up from your Manheim Township service there. So what's next for Happiness is Granola? What's kind of on the horizon?
I'm always thinking about and considering new recipes. So I do have some flavors in mind that I won't divulge now, but I do have some flavors in mind that I would love to see added to our menu. I just today actually hired another employee, so I'm super excited about that. Yeah, so that's just fun to see how it's all growing and building a team and a family, because really that's what we are, and I love that. It's so special. It means so much. Like I said, I can't say enough about the two women that work for me. They're just incredible, and I couldn't do what we do without them, for sure. So hats off to them for sure.
Yeah, that's so cool. Do you have like dreams of being in grocery stores or some of the local grocery stores, that sort of thing? I know you mentioned Dutch Way. I'm not real familiar with them, but.
Yeah. So I would love to see us in colleges, actually. That's one kind of avenue that I'm going to tap into, or I'd like to tap into. I'd love to see us on some of the local college campuses.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think that would be kind of a neat, I don't know. I just, again, students from all over the country coming in, they're having something local they can take back with them. So I think that would be good for us, for sure.
That's cool.
And some of the hotels as well, like the Eden, again, and having that local flavor that people can take back from to wherever they came from.
That's really, really cool. Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to share about Happiness is Granola? We've talked about a lot, but...
just everybody, I hope you keep in mind the little things that make you happy and focus on those things, because that at the end of the day is really what is important in life. And give back, no matter how small you think it is, it really makes a difference.
I love that. And yes, a lot of times we think of giving back as it needs to be a big thing, a big financial donation or a big effort in time. But, you know, it's little things. And it doesn't always have to be financial. It can be giving your time, but giving back. And, you know, we live in a community, and we see it over and over again on this show. We live in a community that loves to give back. Mm-hmm. And you know, you're giving back, and a lot of the guests we've had have shared ways that they give back to Lancaster community. And it's really cool to see the unique ways that people give back, and of course the ability we have to give back, and of course the people that it impacts. It's really, really great to see those stories. So thank you for doing what you're doing there with Happiness is Granola. So bringing you the letter U, happiness.com is your website. You can place orders for granola and the bars and the cups. You can get the cups online too.
Yes, all right. You can get the cups online.
and the bowls. You can get the bowls.
Yep.
Do you ship the bowls?
We do ship the bowls.
Okay.
We ship the bowls. Yep.
Very good. And Lancaster Central Market and a handful of other places are the places that you can get it listed on your website.
They are. Yep.
Okay. So check that out. Like I said, after the show, you will be receiving an order from me
awesome.
For some granola and a bowl. And
great.
My wife is going to be like, what is this bowl? She's like, that's my granola
portion
bowl.
Control. It's portion control. That's
portion. That's the way I need to sell
it. Exactly. Yeah.
And I should probably put my name on it because that's my bowl. That's my bowl. So are you ready for our connection cocktail? Just a few questions to get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah, of course.
So we already learned your favorite granola flavor. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite Lancaster restaurant?
I love Rachel's Crepery.
Oh, you mentioned Rachel's earlier.
Really, yeah. They have our granola.
It can be self-serving. It's cool.
I love that place. I mean, oh my gosh. Rachel is just, she's for us, very much someone that I look up to and, you know,
that's
I aspire
awesome.
To be like as a businesswoman. But her restaurant, I mean, it's just amazing. It's delicious. It's so successful. She's awesome.
I remember when she started, she opened that on Queen Street.
Yeah.
And my wife and I would go there all the time. And of course, I know she's been in a few different locations and where she is now on, what is that?
Walnut.
Walnut. Yeah. Walnut. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Next one ever.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite crepe? And let's say it can't be the one with granola in it.
Okay. Well, if it can't be the one that's with granola, I do love, they always do something with like Nutella and bananas. So here we go.
Oh, yeah.
That whole chocolate and banana thing. Yeah. So I pretty much love that. Yeah.
Yep.
All and right. they have, I guess her dad makes crumb cake there. Mm. And it is so good. It is so good. Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's so cool. Well, thanks for sharing. So this is a deep question. Sometimes I come up with a question. Sometimes I don't. This is one I didn't come up with, but this is cool. Do you have any words of wisdom that your previous self could tell your current self? Like before COVID, any words of wisdom that you know now that you could tell your younger self before COVID?
Oh, geez.
Words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom.
It's a tough one.
Yeah. I think I would have, I wish that I would have come up with the concept of marrying my two passions earlier on. I wish that it had been since the beginning of this journey, that I would have had that. But, you know, in retrospect, whatever, I'm happy that it's there in place now.
Yeah.
But I do wish that I would have had the the forethought to have done that right away.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, I think that's cool that you're doing it now, and that's all that matters. So last question, okay. What is your favorite thing to do in Lancaster?
Favorite thing to do in Lancaster?
Besides make granola.
Yeah, well, my favorite thing to do in Lancaster. I love anytime they shut down downtown and have like events. I love that. Like, I love when they close down the streets and we can all just walk around and there's food vendors and there's, you know, clothing vendors or craft vendors. I'm a sucker for that. I love being downtown when it's like everyone's out milling about together. Yep. And you can go into the restaurant and grab a drink, or you can, you know, get some hot chocolate outside, or yeah. So I love that. They do a great job of doing that, I feel like, throughout the year.
That is cool. Mm-hmm. We're kind of getting into that season where it's going to get warm. It's not sunny today, but it'll get there. It'll get there. It'll start to feel like spring. Lancaster has a ton of opportunities for event downtown. So that's cool. And you know, maybe Happiness as Granola will be a vendor at some of these future outdoor things in Lancaster. Well, that's so cool. Greta, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for
introducing granola in its forms that you make it in to Lancaster. And thanks for giving back to the community. This was a great story to tell.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You have a good afternoon now.
Yes. You as well.
Yeah. Thanks. Here. I can't place my granola order fast enough. Chris, pull up that order form. I don't know which one to order. Maybe I order multiple granolas, but definitely that banana and chocolate one. That's right up my alley. So, thank you to Greta, and for anybody who's as hungry as I am, for granola, bringingyouhappiness.com is where to go. You can order it. She can ship it. If you're local to Lancaster, you can pick it up. You can also see it at Lancaster Central Market and other places that she mentioned are listed on the website. So, thank you, Greta, for sharing your story. Couple things to wrap up the show here. We've got a sleep better tip and a testimonial for Gardner's Mattress and More. Like I said, Gardner's Mattress and More is the business that Jeff and I co-own together. We've owned the store for the last 14 years now. I've been in the business for 23 years, and we get testimonials from our happy customers almost daily. Have a handwritten testimonial that came in here. And the reason I'm going to do the testimonial first is actually my sleep better tip relates to a testimonial. So Ray and Diane were customers, recent customers of ours, and they mailed back their testimonial form here. We always ask about their overall experience with Gardner's and would they refer others to Gardner's. And they said that we will be recommended. All of your employees, the salesperson, the person we made the final payment to. So when we schedule delivery, we'll collect a final payment if there was one due, and the delivery crew. So multiple people. So at least probably four people in that process, the salesperson, the person on the phone, and the two delivery crew members. They were very pleasant to us, and they were very much appreciative of that. And, you know, that's what we try to do here. We try to treat everybody as if they were family. We really have fantastic customers who do say some very nice things about us. And, you know, mattress shopping doesn't have to be hard. It's not a maybe fun purchase for most people. People go into it with the goal of sleeping better. But a lot of times that, goal is gone into with some trepidation about the process. So when we can greet somebody kindly in the store, and that's not hard to do, right? We just, you know, just be kind, be nice. You know, the phone, the way we talk to people on the phone, the way our crew comes in and out of the home, you know, that's kind of a weird thing for a lot of people to open their door to strangers who are then going to walk through the house and into the bedroom, which is a private place. Being kind is a big part of our process. And I'm glad that Ray and Diane felt that we provided that level of service to them. So thank you to Ray and Diane. Thanks to all of our great customers here at Gardner's Mattress and More. So sleep better. Sleep Better book. We will mail you a free copy of this book. Just go to Lancaster Connect or gardenersmattressandmore.com/sleep-better or just land on the homepage, scroll down, you'll see the free book opportunity. This is a free book full of sleep tips, helpful sleep tips and information. Totally free. We'll mail you a guide. Just give us your local address. We'll send it to you at our expense. Most of the information in this book is related to ways, easy ways that you can get a better night's sleep that don't always necessarily relate to a new mattress. For example, like dimming the lights in the bedroom at night, not being on your phone, not drinking caffeine after a certain period of time. There's a lot of things that you can do to improve your sleep that don't even relate to a mattress. Obviously, we help you wake up happy through a new mattress. But in that process, it is important, a sleep tip in here, to check the reviews for the place of business that you will be investing in your sleep in. So it's recommended to buy from a local business owner who has a vested interest in your successful shopping experience. Be sure to check the reviews. Here at Gardner's Mattress and More, we realize there are a lot of other places to shop for a mattress. So when you choose to walk through our door, we are honored to help you. And we highly value your business. We treat you with respect that you deserve. And again, kind of what Ray and Diane said there. And we guard our reputation very carefully. And we consistently try to deliver the utmost in customer service. So please check out our reviews. And it is important with any business. Happiness is a granola is a great example. There's no shortage of granola options in any grocery store that you go in. But Happiness is Granola is local. The ingredients used in the food products are top notch, and you're supporting local people. And you know, the employees that she has working for her, the students in Reading, you're supporting all of that. And, you know, it's really important, buying local and buying from somebody who you trust and know. And, I don't think I'll be eating store-bought granola in the near future. Really ever again. So I probably should end the show now and go order my granola and my little bowl. I'm so excited. And I think that's our show for today. Next week, we've got another great guest. I'm not going to say who they are. We'll announce that later on in the week. Again, every Monday at 2:00, we broadcast live. If you've missed any of our past episodes, go to LancasterConnects.com/episodes or just click the episodes button at the top of the homepage and watch past episodes where we're going to share great stories from great people making an impact in Lancaster County. So I think that's today's show. Jeff, I hope you feel better. We'll see you next week. And to Lancaster Connects audience, till the next connection.